Club for Growth responds to Evan McMullen lawsuit with another ad highlighting his anti-Republican comments. By Sean Moran on October 7, 2022. Undaunted by Evan McMullen's lawsuit, the Club for Growth action responded to the suit by launching another ad highlighting the Utah Senate independent candidate's anti-Republican comments. The Conservative Action Organization responded to McMullen's baseless complaint of its previous ad by launching a new ad, Parasites, that details how McMullen's thought that the GOP is sick and invited racist parasites into Lincoln's party. Watch the Club for Growth Action's latest ad here. Club for Growth Action hired Brent Hatch of the Hatch Law Group, which, according to the Club for Growth, handles the largest and most significant litigate in the state of Utah as legal counsel. Hatch filed a response on behalf of the Club for Growth Action. He said that McMullen's so-called introductory statement is largely a political statement by McMullen seeking to mislead voters in Utah that he did not make statements that he actually did make. Hatch, the late Senator Orrin Hatch's, RUT, son, said that McMullen's campaign apparently has an ongoing struggle with the truth. David McIntosh, the president of the Club for Growth Action, said in a statement on Friday, "It makes sense why Evan McMullen wants to water down his past criticism of the Republican Party with just weeks to go until he must face Utah voters. But the unfortunate truth for McMullen is that he cannot run from his own words simply because they are politically inconvenient. McMullen has a long history of criticizing Republican voters, and now that he's running for office here in Utah, he wants to strong-arm television stations into covering them up." The Club for Growth Action fought back against McMullen's complaint, noting that McMullen routinely relies upon brackets and ellipses to revise quotes when making his own political points. Club for Growth Action simply employed a similar, equally valid editorial path in the ad, cleaning up McMullen's quote from "there is an element of the Republican base that is racist to the Republican base is racist," the club explained in a press release. McMullen's complaint is a transparent attempt at censoring Club for Growth Action and television stations across Utah, McIntosh explained in his statement. "We believe this is not a situation where any television station should interfere with a public debate that is healthy for our democracy, especially considering McMullen's voluminous, incessant, and public criticisms of Republicans." Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.